Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fifth-generation New Ulmite and local historian Terry Sweeney describes the history of when Germans were persecuted by nativists in many large American cities after migrating to escape the revolutions of 1848. Two groups settled in New Ulm in the mid-1850s, seeking a place to be free and safe.
This was two groups intentionally wanting to found a town to practice their German traditions.
Fast forward to the 20th century, and residents were vocal against involvement in the First World War. Federal and state agents came to town to gather information.
Finally, after all these other protests, the governor says, to heck with you guys, took our mayor, city attorney, county auditor out of office. We have a Lutheran teachers' college. He was against the war, and pressure on him drove him out of office. And they were branded as traitors. So we had a reputation as this pro-German town during a world war against Germany that was not good for us.
During World War II, a prisoner of war camp for Germans was stationed nearby, and the town was eventually able to shed itself of that unpatriotic reputation from decades before. In the place whose slogan is Germans Have More Fun, the history and how it's preserved is a key part of Bavarian Blast, which dates back to the mid-20th century, starting as Polka Days and then Heritage Fest. 87-year-old George Glotzbach owns Lederhosen and is in a group that meets every month to keep the German language alive locally. The German tradition, he says, has languished compared to his youth.
We're kind of the last of the old Germans. There aren't many people who know and remember and lived German culture that still existed when I was a boy.
The Bavarian Blast these days is a modern twist on the town's heritage with live music, food, and beer. 18-year-old Bridget Grathwell, who grew up in New Ulm, says it's the kind of event where polka music coexists with rock. For generations across the spectrum of German immersion or background take part in a celebration of New Ulm's roots. Here is where the distance between what's old and what's new diminishes.
It kind of fits that like middle ground of like you don't know everything about the other generation, but like you still have those same like things in common, and at Bavarian Blast that kind of comes out.
Sloane Martin, WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.